is the Business Review from KWBU and Baylor University's Hancamer School of Business. I'm CJ Jackson. Last week, we spoke with Blakey LaCrone, a licensed attorney and member of both the Texas and Oklahoma Bar. She teaches business law at Baylor University's Hancamer School of Business. Ms. LaCrone discussed why identity theft is a growing issue among consumers in America.
There are, for example, if you go to a restaurant and use a credit card, there have been cases where someone has literally taken your card and had their own private little machine, and they swipe it. They swipe it with the companies also, and there you have it. Or they will, people don't dispose of their receipts, particularly like if you fill up with gas and there is your receipt coming out and you don't pick it up, they can run with that. So there are many other ways that they can do it. One of the worst is if you have a hover while you're using your ATM machine to get money, or if you're putting in some sort of PIN, they can do that. And I want to tell the listeners that credit cards and ATM debit cards are not controlled by the same law. And you're only liable for $50 on the credit card if you don't notify within a certain time after you've checked your statement on the ATM card. You could have unlimited liability, and the thief could literally clean you out.
Well, so what do you do if you think you've been a victim?
If you've been a victim, the first thing you want to do is to call the number, particularly if your credit card's stolen, the number on the back of the that gives you a place to call. Another thing is we have new laws which you can put a fraud alert with each of the credit reporting companies. You need only put it with one, and they're supposed to call the others, but I'm sort of an overkill person on that. I would notify each of these companies. And they are Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion. And you can find the information on the internet about where to get their phone numbers and begin the calls.
Is there anything else that people should know about identity theft?
Well, ways that you can protect yourself besides notifying the credit companies is immediately close all your accounts, notify your bank, file a police report, and the Federal Trade Commission on their website, FTC.gov, has a marvelous affidavit, which you will need to send to the credit card reporting companies, identifying what's been stolen and when it occurred. So they like that information, and it really cuts the chase, and you will be able more quickly to regain your identity.
Thanks, Ms. LaCrone. Blakey LaCrone teaches business law at Baylor. This is the Business Review from KWBU and Baylor University's Hancamer School of Business. To hear this and other past business reviews, visit kwbu.org or baylor.edu/business, or subscribe to our free podcast at the iTunes Music Store. I'm CJ Jackson. Tune in for the Business Review Thursday and Friday mornings on 103.3 FM, Waco.